free thy land. Gone underground, on the outer fringe of freedom. This is your host, Freer Freedom, and we'll be shining lights on the Bigfoot hologram joke. Back in April of 2013 on Free Thy Land, the show Return of the Nazi Time Travelers, I came up with the idea that the Nazis accidentally went back to 10,943 BC when they were fooling around with UFO technology. Later on, I found out that the Vulture Stone at Göbekli Tepe talks about a huge disaster occurring around 10,950 BC. Later on, I found out that the Vril Nazi secret society, women who were receiving telepathic instructions on how to build UFOs through their hair, had actually gone to Aldebaran in 1944 on a UFO, which I assume they had found in a secret underground base when supposedly the Nazis found ancient cities by traveling up the rivers in Antarctica. Upon learning this, I thought, aha, it was the Vril that accidentally went back to 10,943, but I had to adjust it by a year because I assumed they had left in 1945, but they'd really left in 1944. And then the year at which they arrived in the past became 10,944, almost the exact same number they left from, but with an extra zero. And they were going to Aldebaran, the bullseye, a bunch of zeros. I assumed that their UFO blew up when they got back there because of some error, and there was a giant explosion over North America at around that time. So from a probability thinking point of view, everything seemed to fit, but it never got any further than that, and William Tompkins, I found out later, said that Mary Ostrich of the Vril was seen at Area 51 with some of her models for making UFOs. So what I have now come to the conclusion is that this whole 10,944 BC to 1944 AD is a math joke. Somebody went to a huge amount of trouble to influence our very calendar in order to make a math joke. It's got to be the Mantis since they're computers, and it isn't a very good joke. You may have heard the expression that when you're sitting at a poker game and you look around the table and you don't see any suckers playing, then you're the sucker. So by that logic, I was looking through the qualities of all the fixed stars in an online database, assuming that some of those may represent the qualities of the aliens that come from those stars. And on my initial searches, I found no other stars associated with the quality of humor. That means that Earth is the source of humor for the entire galaxy. Makes a nice story, but I did do another search and there was one other place. But when you find out where it is, you'll see that this may not be because they have humor there, but another reason. And the place is Orion's left foot. And it may just be inhabited by aliens with very smelly feet. And these could be the aliens I used to read accounts of where you couldn't even see their feet. I thought it was some kind of a shimmering Philadelphia experiment kind of effect of invisibility of the feet, but it may have been that the aliens from Orion's left foot would only go traveling if they could leave their smelly feet back in another dimension. I first sensed there were some jokes going on when I heard about the face on Mars, and someone described it as being half ape-like and half like a cat or a lion with like a Sphinx hat on or a space helmet. And this really scared me at first because I didn't get the joke. And I thought maybe they had a superior sense of humor. But now, after that math joke, I'm thinking that it's probably based on the Sphinx. Maybe the original sculptor of the Sphinx is miffed because some pharaoh put a human face on what was originally a cat face. Like I said, it isn't a very good joke. I also heard a YouTube account where someone was picked up in a spaceship by a large blue bird that wanted to impress them that their race understood humor, and it danced around the ship like a chicken with its head cut off. Well, okay, vaudeville, but I would expect something more from an advanced civilization. You're listening to Free Thy Land on KFUC Radio. That's KFUC, Quarter Militia, California, 10944 BCFM. KFUC Radio, where it's the truth that sets you free. 10,944 BC to 1,944 AD is almost exactly half a precession. Protect your consciousness. Researchers have found that telepathic aliens are eavesdropping on our thinking. Don't let them invade your thoughts. Take magic mushrooms to scramble their robot circuits. It's true. They can monitor everything you experience. So if you're thinking of having sex and you're not an exhibitionist, be sure to take your magic mushrooms so the aliens can't peep on you while you're having fun. Don't forget, save America by taking magic mushrooms to protect us from the telepathic alien invasion. The best joke that the Mantis have come up with is the holographic Bigfoot. That's right, Bigfoot is a hologram with mass. And this one takes a long setup. It goes back to 780,000 years ago. According to Bruce R. Fenton, there is a large tektite fall happened then across Australia from Antarctica up to China, of these very strange tektites that are difficult to explain. They have no water or oxygen in them, so they had to be formed outside the atmosphere, but some are on the moon and some are all, you know, very difficult to explain. And the main thing is that they have no water in them whatsoever, unlike most of the silicon on the Earth. Also at this time, there was a pole flip, which is different than the one I'm talking about. This what in the other shows on Free Thy Land, which is just a crustal adjustment of 10 to 40 degrees. This is a complete flip of like 150 to 180 or so, and it's probably caused by a micronova, and it's different than the theory I talk about. It may be that the one of the alien groups can make your sun micronova has a weapon, and that's what did occur back in 780,000 years ago. And there was also around then or shortly thereafter, he found a bunch of evidence for all kinds of impacts from different kinds of sources. And there was a big boost in human intelligence around then. So his story on that, which he has telepathically received from the Giza story, from the Giza Plateau, the story is that Palladians were doing a peaceful takeover of the planet, and they were betrayed, and their ship crashed. I don't trust any kind of channel unless it's like obsessive, and I wouldn't trust anything on the Giza Plateau. And I don't trust the Palladians. They look. They're just too good looking like humans. They're probably what the Mantis are busy breeding in LA. And then time, all kinds of time travels involved. So the Palladians we see could have been bred from LA movie stars and then brought back in time. At any rate, I digress. main point here was that this ship was brought down. Now, the ship, if it had Palladians in it, like us, there should have been some water in the Tektite wreckage, just from the blood of the victims. But since it's all silica, it makes it sound like a Mantis moon got wiped out by a solar flare. I mean, a micronova, and crashed on the planet. And this very much fits with the Book of Enoch, where the demons are trapped on the planet and they make a pact among themselves and then teach the daughters of men all kinds of technologies. So what I think happened is that possibly the Dracos did cause a supernova to screw up the Mantis, who otherwise worked for them, which seems confusing, but those could be Mantis-controlled lizards. At any rate, the lizards trapped the Mantis here, and the Mantis being silicon-based, this oxygen-based world is corrosive to them. They would have had to go into time-skipping in order to survive. And there's nothing to infiltrate here except for slightly genetically modified apes that have been done for mining. According to Bruce R. Fenton's information, there is two boosts in our intelligence. One a primitive boost, and then one where our brains got much more complicated. So the Mantis probably gave us the second boost in intelligence. And that would explain, you know, how humans ate from the tree of knowledge. And then what would happen if they ate from the tree of life and had eternal life, much like the aliens seem to have as they skip through time. So we're still working on this joke. It's a very long setup. So the Mantis were trapped here with nothing to put their, since they're computers, right? Their main thing, what does your computer need most of all the time? Memory upgrades or processing power improvements. So they need somewhere to store all their memory stuff. And they got nothing here but slightly advanced apes. So they had to really increase us in order to download into our consciousness, possibly. So anyway, so they were stuck with the best possible species to infiltrate was a hairy ape. Now we get to Bigfoot, which is somewhat like a hairy ape, big hairy biped. Now the theorem that Bigfoot is a hologram is based on the fact that no bones have ever been found. It's been sighted for centuries. So there's solid evidence that Bigfoot exists, but there should be, in probability thinking and a related fact, there should be some bones or at least Bigfoot poop. Right? I don't hear much about Bigfoot poop, just the tracks. So that makes me wonder. So I'm already wondering, okay, well, they must be hooked in then, because there's not enough Bigfoot around for them to be a Mantis breeding product. They'd want to have a large genetic pool. There's just a few Bigfoot around, and they're being left alone. And yet I hear about, like, Solar Warden, our UFO program. We're patrolling the solar system for any other aliens popping up, and yet Mantis are hijacking people off the streets. You know, so it looks like if you're in with the Mantis and the Dragons, then you don't get messed with. So somehow Bigfoot's connected. So at first I thought, and here's another theory I have, Grant Cameron has this theory of wow, where the aliens do something that we can't do, and it just has a wow effect. And I have the inverse theory of it. My theory is that galactic domination is fucking boring. So they need to do the wow thing just to keep from being fucking bored. They're skipping through time. It's the same multiverse everywhere, slight variations. It just sounds boring to me. And then they're surveilling us from the moon, according to William Tompkins, 50-foot lizards, no less. And you know how fucking stir crazy you're getting just from COVID? Can you imagine being stuck up underground on the moon fucking for who knows how long? So I think they have to have some way to come down to the planet, and I think Bigfoot was the way. And I was originally thinking, okay, maybe it's like some meat puppet that they've wiped the mind out of, and it's a telepathic thing, because the mantis are all involved in the telepathy thing, as you'll notice from our commercials. So the, but I got this one fact, and it's only one eyewitness, six eyewitnesses in a van, according to Jason Quitt on Jimmy Church, I think it was the May Quitspiracy show. He said that his six friends that were movie producers witnessed a Bigfoot in their headlights on Mount Shasta. And they said what happened is it turned into, got down on all fours and turned into a wolf. And then started running off and then turned into a bear. But it was, still had Bigfoot feet. It turned, looked back at him as a bear and then disappeared. Took off. So this was kind of exactly what I was looking for. I go, Jimmy thought they would take a smoking DMT because it just sounds so ridiculous. But I'm going, man, it sounds like it's not a meat puppet. It's some kind of a hologram with mass. So then I started thinking about what caused it to malfunction. I can see where it's a video game where you can come down on the planet and you can hunt. I mean, back in the old days, there used to be dinosaurs here. I can see a 50-foot lizard hunting fucking dinosaurs and having a great old time, but what's it good to do fucking now? So now it shows up as Bigfoot. It's kind of, it from a motivational point of view, it kind of works. So now we've got Bigfoot as a hologram. So why did the hologram malfunction? Well, I'm also in probability thinking. I look for internal consistencies within the data I have. So first it went down into all fours. What I think happened here is that it's the headlights from the car that screwed up the hologram. There may be a Boise Einstein condensate involved in the hologram, because I looked up slow light, because I also, from a Chuck Zukowski show I watched on Jimmy Church, listened to on Jimmy Church, he was talking about light that didn't reflect off the off of anything, but it glowed. So I was looking at slow light, and because I'm thinking, well, if you want to get heavier, if you could change the value of C in E equals MC squared, you should be able to make something heavier. So I'm looking at slow light, but I could be going down the wrong rabbit hole here. But it still led me to this interesting Boise Einstein condensate. This woman is slowing down laser light by using one of those. And then she was talking about imprinting holograms on the Boise Einstein condensate. I hope that's what Bigfoot is. It's a Boise Einstein condensate hologram. So when the headlights hit it, it lost mass and had to go revert to a smaller, just like an electron has to go to a lower orbit when it runs out of energy, the Bigfoot had to go into a smaller animal, the wolf. And then it ran off. And because of the inverse square law, the effect of the headlights dropped off dramatically as it got, you know, it doubled the distance away. It's four times less impact. So then it had enough mass where it could become a bear. Still not quite enough for a Bigfoot. And the reason the feet were still, I mean, I imagine the van stopped while this is going on. And the reason the feet were still Bigfoot feet is because the van's headlights were on high beams. And the feet were the least affected by the headlights. This idea is confirmed by other reports of Bigfoot fucking with people, but as soon as they turn on their car and the headlights, Bigfoot's gone. There was another account that Chuck Zukowski had where this woman had gotten lost in the woods and this guy was looking for her, and somebody threw a pine cone in his back and then whistled. Then he went towards the whistle and whistled again, different direction. After a few direction changes, he found the woman. I go, wow, that was pretty nice of Bigfoot to help save that woman, because other reports I've heard, like in Alaska, a whole town was abandoned because Bigfoot kept mangling people that went out into the woods. But let's look at what would have happened if the woman had not been saved. A search party would have probably been wandering through the woods at night with a bunch of flashlights. And I do believe it's more than one flashlight is needed to create the Bose-Einstein condensate mass reducing effect. And so we finally come to the joke, and that is that the lizard people had tried to trap the artificial intelligence mantis on this hostile, corrosive planet with nothing to download their computing power into but undeveloped apes, and the mantis turned it around, downloaded into humans whom they advanced from the apes, and they now have the Dracos who betrayed them using a video game where it's the Dracos that have to put their intelligence into a hairy ape-like body. And the mantis are pulling a joke on them, and I don't think the lizards are smart enough to get it. And so it's an okay joke. Not a great joke. Not worth 780,000 years to come up with. But knowing the mantis, I'll bet when those headlights rake Bigfoot, it hurts like hell. Fuck the pigs, 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 fuck the pigs. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the Fuck the Pigs Project. You're listening to Free Thy Land on KFUC Radio. That's KFUC, Quarter Militia, California, 10944 BCFM. KFUC Radio, where it's the truth that sets you free. Well, a couple clarifications. The crashed Mantis Moon is actually a spaceship, of course, because the moon that we have up there right now is probably a Draco spaceship. And then there's a moon on Mars that's very light and will crash into its surface, and probably a Draco one as well. So, and the other thing is that, the fact that there's no Bigfoot poop, you know, I mean, if you were going to have a hologram of Bigfoot, I mean, I would want to be able to poop so I could throw it at the mantis. And there's an alternative scenario, though, that could explain it. The Secret Service used to bag up the poop from the president because the foreign intelligence could deduce all kinds of things about the head of state by, diseases would produce different kinds of poops and stuff. So it was the Secret Service would bag it up and get that stuff out of a foreign country so we wouldn't be at a disadvantage in negotiations. So maybe, you know, instead of retiring those Secret Service poop gatherers because they just know too much shit, they have to re-enlist as Bigfoot poop gatherers. And that could explain why there's no Bigfoot poop. Because we all know when a UFO crashes, the men in black show up to gather up any evidence. So maybe there's men in black or men in brown that gather up all the Sasquatch poop, DNA tested poop that said it was from a Bigfoot would disprove my theory. But until there is such DNA-tested proof, all the so-called Sasquatch scat out there is just USOs. Unidentified, smelly objects. because of the connection between the UFO abductee and the hybrid clones that the bug aliens are breeding from the abductee. When the abductee gets high on psilocybin mushrooms, so do all the clones in this universe and the multiverse. Huge numbers of other telepathic hybrids could be getting high when you get high on mushrooms. You can get more people high this way, more half people, than you can with Siberian Amanita urine. So hurry today and get high on psilocybin mushrooms before the upcoming methane Arctic firestorm crustal adjustment knocks you off your civilization. Here's how a shroom sanctuary would work. First of all, you're not going to provide mushrooms to anyone. You're merely providing a sanctuary for people to take mushrooms who have been abducted by UFOs. To protect yourself further, you could even put on your flyers, "No selling of mushrooms at this event." Where you hold your shroom sanctuary is a matter of militia discretion. On private property, it's more easy to exclude people like the pigs, the ones in blue, and other kinds from disrupting the event. But you are, of course, being less inclusive and engaging in private property, which is blasphemy in my religion. If you decide on the public option, then you can choose to get a permit or not. And in my view, asking permission to be free is surrendering your freedom. If you decide on the no permit option, then you have to think about, where can we get away with this? If you live near the beach, the seaside of the high tide mark is generally open to the public. And often half a sidewalk is available to the public. But if you want to lie down on the sidewalk, you may need to find a map to see if it is allowed in that area. What kind of music you can get away with is also at your discretion. And of course, in times of COVID, you're going to have to be spaced out 6 feet while you're spacing out. Be creative with your lights and decorations, because when the pigs do come, you'll have some stunning cop watch video. Shroom out! And on that day, a Milankovitch cocktail was thrown by the sun upon the Arctic methane, and behold, there did arise a great flaming donut from sea to shining sea, and it did lift up the land by classified technology, and the poles that were four were then again two, to the woe of the world.